Why I love the Dutch. We were traveling on a train along the Rhine, hurrying to Amsterdam to meet with the Dutch director of the Stichting. Fearfully, my wife and I watched the lights across the river, thinking of Hellman's The Watch on the Rhine, thinking of my father in Germany during World War I, the war to end all wars, of him on his motorbike, the picture in my mind from the stories he told, from the photo in his old album, of him in the Schwarzwald, a German guiding him, his hearing whistles on one side, then the other, all around him, of him putting a bayonet to the German's throat, of him hiding in a farmhouse, his spilling the milk he thought they poisoned out the window, of him putting a chair up against the door so he could securely sleep. At each stop, a conductor would wake us from our sleep with his demanding, "Passports! What have you to declare?" I would leap out of my sleep, thinking they had come to take me to the ovens at Mainz. "Passports! What have you to declare?" I leaped up, startled, at Koblenz. "Passports! What have you to declare?" I jumped up at Cologne. "Passports! What have you to declare?" I leaped out of my skin. At last we crossed over the frontier into Maastricht. The accent changed. "Passports, anything to declare?" Relieved at the pleasant rhythm of the friendly voice, I replied a la Oscar Wilde, "Nothing but my genius." Whereupon the Dutch conductor, pinching his nose, said, "Oh, then open the window. Open the window." Ever since, I love the Dutch.